This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
The dynamic duo from Canvas Credit Union in the studio lounge this morning. Oh my gosh, so glad to see you guys.
Yeah.
Tansley Stearns, Todd Marksberry, welcome.
Good to see you.
Thanks
yeah, good to see you guys. Yeah. Well, this is kind of, we're on the tail end of the conference now, and everyone's kind of a little bit more relaxed and a little tired, but we're getting, hence the coffee.
Yes.
Breakfast of Champions right there.
That's right.
For sure. But before I get into the topic, I want to get your guys' takeaways, because you guys have been everywhere, obviously. And any takeaways? Tansley, I'll let you go first. Any takeaways from the conference? Because you have been, we were talking before the recording, you got to have the flag at the opening ceremonies and stuff. That's pretty cool.
For sure. No, it was really good. You know, first of all, just great to be back together and seeing people after so long.
Oh, yeah.
And my favorite part was, I have been a huge fan of Mick Ebling for a long time, and I got to see him and meet him. And, you know, I've been teaching my kiddo to believe in impossible things for a long time, and his company is named Not Impossible Lab. So, you know, he's an inspiration. So that was really fun to see it kick off that way.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Todd, what stands out for you?
You know, interesting thing for me, like Tansley said, it's great to be back and see our friends. You know, it's a family reunion,
mm-hmm.
right? But interestingly for me, I haven't had a chance to really go to the sessions and things. We've been working on the chair of the Mountain West Credit Union Association, and we've been talking to our good friends at the Northwest Credit Union Association.
Yes. A lot of talk.
So I get up here and suddenly it's like meetings. Yeah. You know. But
so that's been the highlight.
Yeah, it's my highlight. But it's been a blast. It's been a blast to see all of our friends.
Yeah. And be back in person. It just says, I had Ryan Donovan in here yesterday, and he kind of summed it up nicely as like GAC is kind of the bookmark for COVID. It was the beginning, and hopefully it's the end. So, because we are all here exactly 2 years ago. Yeah. Because the last time I saw you guys in person was 2 years ago. So,
we went home,
and that was it.
They told us to go home.
We haven't left since. Oh my goodness! All right, let's talk about the topic at hand here: growth of the Canvas brand, and talking about how you guys are bringing the brand to life experientially. So, first question here, share the growth of Canvas Credit Union's brand over the last few years, because you guys have done a phenomenal job. I mean, I've been following you guys vicariously, and if I lived in Colorado, I would definitely be a member. So, but
where
anyway.
Have you moved so you can join?
Yes. Come on.
I'll let you know. And you guys live in a really nice area as well. So I just love that. I love that state. Actually, for a lot of reasons, skiing's really fun. So, but anyway, that's a whole other show. We'll leave that to ESPN. So tell me about the growth of the brand over the years. Who, Tansley, you want to go first on that one?
Or? Yeah, sure, I have to. So, you know, we measure that annually, and it's really fantastic. So essentially, we're looking at the funnel, which, you know, goes from awareness to loyalty, and we've seen it grow exponentially. The first year, it was strongest in the northern region, where we have the partnership with Colorado State University.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was the strongest growth that first year, but it's really grown in Denver as well, and so we're very proud of that. You know, the next part, as you get lower and lower, is really the handoff across the organization, because, you know, we can do a lot from a marketing perspective about awareness and getting people to consider us. When you get down to loyalty, it's about the experience and how do they open their accounts and what's that look like. So I think we will continue to focus there, but it's been exceptional and really fun to see.
I'm blown away by it. It sounds like you guys could actually build a template for other credit unions to do the same, because what you guys have done so far has been a success,
I think.
So, Todd, get your perspective on the growth.
Yeah,
as well.
You know, it's interesting. You would like to be able to create that template, but, you know, we believe, as we've rolled that out and all the assets and how we've promoted it and who we've partnered with in the community to raise the awareness of the brand, it for us, it gets back to the part that's hard to templatize. Is that a word? Templatize?
Templatize. Very
it's
good.
It's hard to templatize. Hey, we said it here.
Look for it next year in Merriam-Webster's dictionary.
Exactly. It's hard to replicate the cultural piece. And so for us, We've leaned so heavily, Mike, into the culture, meaning we want to be known for our people, and we're matching up, you know, what our brand is, our voice, and the community, etc., with our people, and that's the hard part to replicate. And for us, with all the things that Tanz and the team have done to raise the awareness mm-hmm. of who we are and mm-hmm. our brand, Canvas Credit Union, you know, the special sauce has been the people that we've brought in to our team.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. The team there mm-hmm. is super talented, and it shows. I mean, the success shows how you guys work together. So what do you attribute this growth to? I mean, obviously there's steps. Probably you mentioned the partnership with Colorado State University and then mm-hmm. kind of expanding in the state.
Yep.
Are there any other partnerships or other initiatives that really kind of stand out that that keep the needle moving forward, so to speak?
You know, I think it's been exceptional storytelling. You know, we launched the podcast and, you know, the thought leadership
And
we've had a lot of people kind of look at me funny and say, why in the world would you do that? But, you know, what's fun to see is we can become a bit of a connector for people across Colorado and people across credit unions. Mm-hmm, and that's mm-hmm. really powerful. So mm-hmm. I think every bit of that builds, and you know, it isn't one single thing. It's not one single campaign. It's
right,
not one
it's
t-shirt,
a collective
but
thing.
How all of that comes together.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
where we're headed is to bring that through every single sense. So we've got a coffee that we are launching in each of our branches. We've got beer that we're brewing with Colorado State University.
It's a Colorado thing.
Withdrawal is a lot of fun. Another $20. Come on.
So we want people to experience, you know, we have a scent. So every scent you can experience Canvas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
oh
it's really fun.
Anything to add to that, Todd?
Well, you know, I don't know what I could add.
That said it all, right?
I'm not a beer drinker, but I'm like
neither
super
am I,
impressed.
But it's so fun.
It sounds like fun, yes.
You know, it's really cool. Tanz and the team, you know, they really do look at the data, right? And they're making sure that we are getting traction,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, in my role, it's like purely anecdotal, right? Meaning, I go everywhere I go around in Colorado, I have all these folks come up and just say, holy cow, you guys are everywhere.
That's
everywhere.
What you want to hear.
And that's what you want to hear.
Yeah,
and
you're like,
okay, that's cool. And the cool part about that connection piece that Tanzley mentioned, is cool in that the thought leadership, that folks have been saying, you're everywhere, and oh, by the way, hey, wow, I have your attention. Can I get your thought on something? Which is so cool.
Wow.
And it's like, oftentimes it's not banking. It's not credit union related at all. They're like, we have this issue with regards to, you know, homelessness. Can you guys speak into that? And we go,
oh my god,
that's super cool.
Oh my god,
that's what we, you know, and it's creating, as Tanzley said, these stories
mm-hmm.
where, you know, we're connecting with all these people throughout Colorado, and they care about what we think about
mm-hmm.
all things in Colorado, which we love.
Yeah, which, oh wow, this is such a cool segue, because of what Creightons are trying to do here in D.C.
Yeah.
when they go see their representatives today and tomorrow, it's the stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's the stories that make the world go round. And it's so cool to hear that your members, or even people who aren't even members, are telling stories about Canvas and showing you how powerful that message is. And so those stories, again, telling the representatives, oh my gosh, it's kind of cool how it all kind of coincides and connects together. So good stuff. I want to talk about the podcast real quick, because we talked about it before, obviously, but I want to hear how it's really matured, and it's kind of it's a mainstay now of what you guys do at Canvas as far as getting the message out there.
Yep.
And it's not necessarily about the Canvas message. It's about
mm-hmm.
the people that come on and what are they doing and how do they contribute and stuff. It's a very inspiring stuff. How has that message contributed to the success of Canvas? Because it's really branched out, because a lot of people are doing podcasts now. Everybody and their dog, their pet dog, is doing a podcast. But yours really stands out amongst the crowd. So what do you attribute that success to?
Well, thanks, Mike. I didn't know it stood out about it.
It really does.
I'm going to let Tanzley answer that. And the reason I say that is I am so deep into the conversation with the folks, honestly, you know, that
I get it.
Sitting and I'm trying to be in the moment mm-hmm. and listen,
mm-hmm.
as you know all too well, you have to listen and to be able to try to figure out, you know, where do we want to take this thing?
Where are we going?
She gets, and I would defer to Tanz, because she's always in the room, so to speak.
Okay,
and,
nice.
You know, sitting off on the side mm-hmm. and listening. And I, you know, oftentimes I'll outcome come out of the podcast, and our producer is Graham Berg, who's mm-hmm. just this dynamite young guy who was a crasher.
Oh, really? Oh, know, wow.
And, mm-hmm. and never been in credit union, so now he's 2 years in, and he's all in. He's drinking the Kool-Aid. But anyway, I'll come out of the out of a conversation, and I'll say to them, "Wow, that was awesome. What did I say? What did we say? Where did that?" You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's this out-of-body experience.
Right, right.
A little dramatic there, but what are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think the real beauty of it is we are able to connect with human beings about what they have done in their lives and share that story. And mm-hmm. that's what people want to hear.
Of
you know,
course,
again,
yeah.
I think yeah. it's about storytelling. It's about really amazing people that have skinned their knees and had real life emergencies and successes. And we can talk about all that. And mm-hmm. I think that humanizes people that many would put on a pedestal, I think, including Todd.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think that that's part of the power of it. And then there are all these threads. So I would give you one example. So there's this really cool guy who started a place called Meow Wolf. And they've got a couple of different locations, but one is in Colorado. And he was on the podcast. And, you know, then we followed up afterwards. And, you know, I'm talking to him a little bit about maybe coming and talking to our leaders. We're talking about, hey, let's just talk about how could we continue to extend the way our branch experience looks? And so each one of these conversations begins as one thing, but
right.
there are these nuggets that go further. And
yep, yep.
there's so much there. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we've been able to bring the guests together too. So, you know, people again from a credit union, people that started a business in Colorado talking and them taking a conversation forward. So mm-hmm. we love to be in the passenger seat helping those connections happen.
You know, it made me think of something too, Mike. We you know, we have these folks on, as you know, we started it with just credit union leaders,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we, during COVID, pivoted. The
You're
team came and
up.
Said,
yeah.
hey, you know, let's talk to some Colorado business owners,
right, right.
Entrepreneurs, founders of companies. And we've had this cross-pollination, if you will, this really cool thing where these folks who have no idea who credit unions are, who are saying, holy crap, you guys are really weird and super cool. And tell me more about the credit union. These threads, as she was saying, these connections. We also, I was talking one day to a young lady, 25 years old, who during COVID, she was in an event planner for a big company, and she was laid off, and so she had this idea to start a hard kombucha company,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
her dad was a broom master up in Minnesota, and he kind of helped her and gave her some ideas
yeah.
and pushed her a little bit,
yeah.
and she created this company. So as we're talking, a previous guest of ours was a singer-songwriter, young
yeah.
lady,
remember
the same
that?
Age.
Yeah, yeah.
We started talking after the podcast. These two, we made a connection between these two, and the artist is getting ready to release her new album. So her release show in Denver, she connected with this young girl who created a flavor. It's called Apple Boy is the name of this album.
Yeah.
She created the hard kombucha girl, created a apple flavored, apple martini flavored hard kombucha. And they're going to do a collaboration together
what?
In Denver. And that came from our podcast,
wow.
which is really cool.
See?
These threads just go. I mean, we could go on for days, but that's,
well,
we like to be at the center of that and help move those collaborations
forward. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's the genius of it, that little pivot that you guys did really expanded mm-hmm. your message. And dare I say, it goes
her
to
idea.
A more general
her
audience. Well, kudos to you, Tansley. Well done. Because that expands your message. It expands
yeah.
your audience.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and to people, to think of Canvas. You know, I think so much of what we're doing as it relates to the brand is that you want people to think of you first. You want them to have a conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
You never want to be selling, but you want to be
not.
The person
right.
that they think of and the organization that they think of. And that's what we're doing
right.
when we extend the brand in these ways.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. You're just enhancing that, enhancing the brand very subtly,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah.
So yeah. And it's all through education. Yeah. I love how you guys mixed it up there. So let's bring it back to how are you bringing the brand to life experientially? So Tansley?
Yeah. So
it's a big word for me. So sorry. It's Wednesday morning.
Experientially, templatized.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
We are trendsetters this morning.
So So we started with Ascent, and that happened right at launch. And again, you know, there are brands that have been doing that, namely hotels, but that was really fun. And I learned a lot because when we first had conversations with the folks that partnered with us, I accidentally called it a perfume, and they helped me to understand the difference between a scent and a perfume.
Okay.
So there is a difference. But it's been fun recently to just think about other ways that we can bring that to life. We've got a cookie truck in execution.
I've heard that.
It's been a little challenging, but the cookie truck is coming to life. So, you know, the smell of cookies and canvas being connected.
That's what you put in a house you want to sell.
That's
when you do
right.
an open house,
exactly.
you bake some cookies,
yeah,
and that thing will
sure.
go like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, you know, we really are just continuing to think about how can you experience this brand in new and interesting ways, and whether you're sipping on coffee or a beer
okay.
or walking in and smelling
I see,
what
I
canvas
see.
Smells like,
okay.
you're experiencing not just visually, but
yeah,
through all your senses.
Other senses.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I
yeah.
like that. So can you share other results or anything tangible, I guess, other than, you know, obviously the numbers speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Any other results that you guys can share from these efforts?
The cutting and growth results, I think, are the number one
yeah.
thing. I mean, that's, you know, we are a business partner for the organization to help amplify the success of our members ultimately.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and
right, right.
the loan growth, the deposit growth, membership growth, that's what we are jet fuel for.
Mm-hmm.
And so we partner across the organization to make that happen. And you know, every time that somebody considers Canvas, then we are able to get them a loan to open their first home, you know, make sure that they've
yeah.
got a home to move into, that they've got a car to drive their kiddos to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's ultimately what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Todd?
I would say the same thing.
Okay.
I you know, we have such one, you know, so many wonderful people. And And as we said, we're all about stories, creating these stories of impact and the ways in which we can help people afford life.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, we, you know, we lean into that. We just, you know, it brings us joy every single
yeah.
day when
yeah.
when we get an email from someone in the company and one of our Canvas family members, and they say, hey, listen, I met with this single mom with two kids, and you know, she came in and she was devastated and she couldn't make her bills, and we sat down with her and we adjusted things and
yeah,
we made
awesome.
Some changes
yeah,
and
yeah.
we consolidated
yeah.
we did this and this, and you know, she's on the road right now, and she just now, you know, is ready to get a new home, and we were able to help in that regard. And you know, it's those stories.
Yeah.
But as Tansley said, you know, we always say, you know, the things that we do every single day, Mike, we do to create those stories and to create impact and
mm-hmm.
help people afford life. The performance,
yes.
as far as the organization, has always followed. It's a funny thing that happens. If you treat people well and you do the
yes.
right things,
yes.
that the organization seems to
mm-hmm.
thrive.
Yeah.
And we've had an amazing run these past several years.
Yeah.
We feel very, very blessed. We ended 2021 with just record numbers for the credit union, and you know, we turned the corner. We completed a vote for a merger.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
mm-hmm.
my first merger in 30 years in the credit union space. I'm an organic guy, but it you know, we're in the process of integrating those folks.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another part of the story, because of what we've done. We didn't go out and talk to people and say, hey, we want to merge. We had friends of ours come and say,
mm-hmm.
hey, we love what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Christy
mm-hmm.
Porter was her name, the CEO. We love what you're doing. Can we be a part of that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we were over here in Grand Junction on the Western Slope in these small mountain towns. We have three branches, and we're a little bit resource constrained, but we love what you guys are doing, and
mm-hmm.
can we be a part of that? And
mm-hmm.
it that brings us.
You're like, yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, so That's you know, proof in the pudding
yeah,
is right
no
there.
Doubt.
Yeah.
And the image that you guys are putting out there is that you guys have a passion for this. Obviously, other credit unions have passions for this as well, but you guys are overtly putting this message out there, whether, I want to say on purpose, but it's just, it seems like it's a natural passion, what you guys do. And that really comes across. And it's probably why you're getting those reactions from people out there, and what drives your talented team as well. When you have those life-changing moments, when you help those members, that really, again, that fuels that passion, I would think, right?
So, I'm a believer that credit unions need to do a better job of this. And so, you know, you talked earlier about, you know, can you templatize what we're doing?
That was my final one.
I don't know if you can templatize it, but we do wish for other credit unions to, in
Absolutely.
Their own way,
right.
do the kinds of things that we're doing,
mm-hmm.
because you know, we need to have more than 10% of the market share. Credit unions are the very best choice for human beings across this country. And we want more people to know about the things that credit unions do. So we hope that more people get as energized as we are. The one other story that I would share that I think really brings all this together is we had a really fun contest last year. So my hometown in Colorado, Castle Rock, and actually Todd's as well, we have two branches that are relatively new there, and we wanted to invite more people to be thinking about us. So we gave away a vivid canvas orange Bronco.
Yeah.
And the woman that won it, she was on the podcast, and her story is just spectacular. So she and her husband and her kiddos moved to Colorado pretty recently, and she is, for the first time in over 20 years, not working and just trying to figure out what's next in life as they moved. And what she said on the podcast was, she said, you know, it was miraculous to win a car. I mean, obviously that's a big deal. But what she said is, you know, winning that car, getting to know Canvas, left me believing my family made the right choice to come to Colorado.
Wow.
That's what we're all about.
Oh my God.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah.
Can you put that on a billboard somehow?
Without question.
Can you?
We sat there. I got it wiping my eyes. Holy cow. Very cool.
So
that's moving.
She was special.
Hey, every one of our members is.
Exactly.
She's on another level for sure. Hey, last question for you. Actually, Tansley, you're in my head because I wanted to come back to the templatization. Did I get it right, Todd?
Man, that's awesome.
Not bad for a Wednesday morning. Obviously, every credit union is different, and they all do their things differently. But again, what advice do you guys have for credit unions in this area based on what you have learned? Is there some general things that you could provide to maybe some takeaways of what you guys have learned over the last few years of this growth? Tansley, you seem eager to answer this question.
I know. I do get excited. So the first thing I would say is invest in it. You know, what I feel very lucky about is that Todd believes in what we do, that the organization believes in what we do from a marketing perspective, that the board is enthusiastic about our brand. You know, that investment hasn't always been consistent for credit unions, so invest in it.
Right.
Two, I would say focus on storytelling. You know, I think frequently in marketing, we don't do a good enough job of pivoting away from, hey, here is this product, or we've been around since 1934. Yeah, you know, the facts are interesting, but the storytelling is what captures people's imagination. So I'm not saying tell the stories the way we do, but I am saying tell stories. And then the last thing that I would say, and I think that this is the most important thing we've done, is get people across the organization engaged. You know, we launched our Picasso program, which is where we invited people through the brand reveal to be a part of who we are as a brand and be ambassadors. And they've continued to do that. And that enthusiasm and energy is what drives our brand forward. Because it's not about me, it's not about Todd, it's about we've got over 700 family members at Canvas that love what we do.
Wow, I had no idea you guys had 700.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big organization. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. 740, actually.
Oh, 740. Oh,
over 700.
To be precise.
Because of our new family members over at Grand Junction.
Got it. Got it. Gotcha.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nice little addition there.
That's
a little addendum.
Yeah.
So, Todd, what's your take on that as far as advice to other credit unions?
I would say, Mike, that everything that Tansley just now said, for me, it gets back to the people. So we can create these great brand assets, right? And we can develop what our language is going to be, you know, the voice, if you will, of Canvas. We can activate that and have partnerships and all those things. But if we and engage our team members, right? But you have to just be patient and find the right people to be a part of your family. Yeah. That's why we call them our Canvas family. You know, our employees, we work really, really hard to find the absolute, you know, I say the land of misfit toys. We're a weird group, uniquely Canvas, delightfully offbeat, as we always say. And you find that right group of people who believe in what your vision of how you want to serve people, and we're all about service, and it's about, you know, servant leadership, and you know, we want to serve our members well, we want to serve our Canvas family, one another well, and we want to serve our communities well. You find that group of special people who buy into that, It brings to life your brand and what you're trying to get accomplished. So I'm all about leaning into that.
Yeah, and people want to be a part of that, don't they? Yeah. You know, you have this unique group there, and they're doing something really special over there. What's going on over there? They want to be a part of that. They're curious about that. So
yeah, we're protective. We're like, we'll show you if you want to be a part of this thing.
Yeah, come on in. All right, I'm going to let you guys get going. This has been, I could talk to you all day about this type of stuff because you guys are so good at it. So I'm just going to glean, I'm going to get all this information so we can spread it to the rest of the industry and have them experience the same success. Anything, but last question, anything else to add? Anything, any final thoughts of wisdom, Tansley?
We just hope that people lean into it. As Todd said, I think, you know, inviting our credit union friends to continue to invest in storytelling, it's a really big deal for our future, so please do it.
Okay, Todd?
Mike, I always say thank you for what you do.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah,
anytime.
Man. You're spreading.
That's right.
You know, you're spreading the word, the gospel, if you will, of credit unions, man, and you do phenomenal work.
Thank you.
So we
thank
really,
you
really appreciate you.
Well, I mean, I'm only as good as my guests, so, and you guys are awesome. So thank you very much for coming on, and yeah, I'm kind of feed off your energy, so I really appreciate you guys taking time. So appreciate it. Keep up the good work, all right? And I look forward to the next chat, all right?
Thanks,
Mike.
There they are, the dynamic duo from Canvas Credit Union. They're doing it right. Well done.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.